Missy Hyman and Gertrude Silverblatt, continuing their interview with James A. Frank. I had asked you what organizations you were involved with.
Right now, I am active in the American Jewish Committee, where I'm a life trustee. I am on the central board and executive committee of the YMCA. I'm on the community-wide bicentennial committee that's planning Jewish participation in the bicentennial celebration. I was a board member of the Morris and Lara Falk Foundation until its termination, succeeded by the Falk Medical Fund. I'm a past board member of the United Way, board of the United Jewish Federation, Monitor Hospital, Urban League, the late Pittsburgh Playhouse. I was on the Mayor's Committee on Human Relations, Governor's Committee on Vocational Rehabilitation, past board member of the YMWHAIKC, and I am currently president of the American Technion Society, Pittsburgh chapter, and I'm on the national board of the American Technion Society, which of course is the American affiliate of the Israel Institute of Technology. Those have been my major community interests.
Could you tell us a little bit about your social life, your family vacations, your hobbies?
I can tell you very little.
Do you belong to any social clubs?
Yes, we belong to the Concordia Club and Westmoreland Country Club. We travel abroad extensively, trying to combine some pleasure with rather hectic business trips.
That's World War One, two.
Today.
What type of business trips?
Well, in my business, I have engineering representatives in a number of countries around the world who are the distributors of the products that are made by our clients. They must be visited periodically, and in the last 4 years, my wife Ruth has needed to travel around the world annually to buy the antique components that go into the jewelry which she designs. So that we're both on business, and we have, the last 4 years, gone around the world each time, essentially in Asia. This year, we visited about 8 countries in 31 days, making a circle. Ruthie finds this extremely challenging and difficult to find old pieces, so that we're working very hard on those trips. When she comes back, she's ready to return to our little Florida apartment for a breather. We have a small apartment in Sarasota. Hobbies of mine are, of course, collecting certain old things, including the bottles that we talked about. I designed and built and operate a small jewelry shop where I keep my finger in the mechanical work of the jewelry that Ruthie designs. And, of course, golf is my principal outdoor hobby.
Would you care to comment on the difference between the way you were raised and the way you raised your children, if there is a difference?
There's probably a similarity in the two, mainly fairly strictly in the view of our children. They were raised much too strictly, and they are raising their children. What we would interpret a much more relaxed fashion. I'm not putting a value judgment on it. Their children are coming out fine with a much less disciplined household.
Is there anything that you would like to add? Any facts that we did not cover about yourself or your family or Pittsburgh in general, Jewish life in general?
No, I have nothing to add. Other than to say it's been a hobby of mine to probe into the early history of Pittsburgh. Pretty much from 1846 onward, and I have started to acquire some pictures of early Pittsburgh in that era when my great-grandfather arrived and went into business. Not too much has been done in detail on that period. I have been looking around for appropriate maps in color or paintings of Pittsburgh 150 years ago to put on these walls that surround you.
Is there anything that you would like to add? Thank you very much.